Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest, Jean-Pierre. He is the director of BFG Provisions. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. How are you, Rhea?
Good, thanks. Well, thanks for coming on board. The one thing, and you're based in Greece, and now one of the things that really popped up for me is the fact that for years I have been, you know, working within the social media aspect of yachting, and Greece was always one of those places that you could never find provisioning. People were asking where can we stock up before we go to Greece, but now finally there is a provisioning company in Greece that can get you top quality provisions, which is really exciting. And I think, you know, part of what we're doing here today is letting the yachting community know they don't have to worry anymore. But let's start with you. This is your company.
Thank you. Yeah.
Tell us where you're from and a little bit about your history.
Okay, thank you. Yes, well, I'm originally born in England to a French-Swiss family. Educated in England. I did my apprenticeship in London with Marco Pierre White back in the early Harvey's days. Moved on through the London Michelin star restaurant scene into Le Tonclair, Le Gavroche, learned the hard way, but the best way. And then got into this world of yachting. And what a fantastic world it is.
What was it about yachting? Like, how did you find yachting? Being from, of course, land-based work and getting all your training land-based, where did yachting fit into it? How did that come about?
That's an interesting story. I was sort of dragged. I didn't realize I was going to go there. It was many years ago. I got asked by an owner after me leaving the restaurant world, going into a private chef and doing the private world. One of the owners had a boat and okay, we're going to go on the boat, and went on the boat. Like, well, this is a bit small and tight. What do we do? How do we get this? Where do we get things? And then fell in love with traveling and the sea and stayed with it. That's it. Now stuck in this world of beautiful yachting.
Well, so then at some stage, you actually came off the yachts then, settled.
I did very recently.
But now, what got you into provisioning?
Okay, so the last 10 years I've been living in Greece, and I found it very, very pretty and lovely, and it's a paradise, really is a paradise. And as we all know, it's now voted number one yachting destination in the world. But there's nothing to buy, especially on the small islands, remote islands, it's difficult. Athens, Corfu, yes, you can get things. You can get pretty much anything. Being on board as a chef and a head chef on various vessels, it took a lot of years, a lot of time finding and searching, whether you're out of the south of France, whether you're in Italy, but coming into Greece, finding the correct suppliers and the supply chain. It's been a long time in the planning and the concept to do this. And then with the COVID, I just thought, okay, this is the perfect time. Let's move over.
Well, so what sets you apart then? What sets you apart, do you think, as a provisioning company?
I think the first thing is a chef or an ex-chef to the chefs. I understand what the chefs, I've seen what the stewardesses, what the deck crew, what all the crew, they need and understand what they want. I've understood and seen some of the most demanding clients and owners and guests. So I understand then what they need, what they want, how to make life great for the customer or great for the charter guest or great for the owner, but also make life correct and simple for the crew. But then the big thing is we're trying to do with the whole environment thing. I'm quite into technology and trying to save as much as possible, whether it's for my lifetime or for the next generations. So I've tried to develop and get involved with electric vehicles, hybrid vehicles. So we're trying to put the whole fleet. We need to refrigerate. Let's refrigerate. Let's go hybrid on certain elements. Let's go and customize some Tesla Cybertrucks, make those into go anywhere, refrigerators, trying to do some robotic for picking. It's anything and everything to try and progress, as well as saving the planet, saving the ocean, saving the everything we can.
So you're going to be sustainable as well as completely forward thinking.
At the moment, we're actually carbon negative. So we, on all our buildings, we have all solar systems. We almost all electric powered vehicles, but the amount of electricity we're producing from the sun, we're lucky in Greece, we have a lot of sun. We're actually giving back. We're not selling it back to the grid. We're giving it back to the grid. So we're carbon negative. We're planting trees. We're planting every month. We're planting 150 oaks. The oaks are to produce truffles. We're planting every month in the right areas. We're also planting olives. So we're trying to be sustainable, extremely sustainable.
That's nice to hear, because nowadays, you know, there's so many companies out there that are jumping, because sustainability is a big thing right now. And so many of these companies are jumping on the hashtag sustainability.
Of course.
But that's as far as it goes. It's just word of mouth. So to hear that you're actually taking those steps and you are already carbon negative, that's great.
I mean, the solar is a great thing. And planting, replanting of more trees, it's essential. It's essential.
So is this service only in Greece, or do you see a worldwide takeover at some stage?
Let's not comment too much on that. That could be the future, but at the moment, let's focus on the Titans and the Greek gods garden that we have here. And the future is the future. Let's see. Let's hope.
Well, I have to say it's great news, because, you know, just watching the trends over the past couple of years, and especially even just this past year, Turkey and Greece, out of the Med, I mean, they are really, really seeing an increase in yachts spending for the Med season, more so than ever before. It's becoming sort of like the cool place to go, because they've done everywhere else. Now it's time for Turkey and Greece. So
it's good that you're there. Yeah, well, it's got the cleanest beaches in Europe, some of the cleanest beaches in the world. It's got almost unlimited amount of anchorages and 3,000 islands. It's pretty good. A lot of sun, a lot of great water, a lot of fishing, and it's safe. It's safe as well.
What is it like cost-wise there, you know, for restaurants and, like, say you're coming on the tender for the day?
Yeah, no, it's very good. At the moment, if you're going to a standard taverna, it's 30 bucks a head. If you're going to a top-end restaurant, for instance, one in Glyfada in Athens, or one in Corfu, Etrusco or something, looking at 150 bucks a head. But in comparison to Saint-Tropez or Portofino, it's nothing. It's very cheap.
Well, you know what? One of these days, I'm going to make it over there. I haven't been to Greece.
You're coming. Well, come over. Come over, please. You're welcome.
It's on my bucket list. I've heard such beautiful things, and I've had friends that have traveled there. So one of these days, I'm going to have to make it over and make you cook for me, I think, because you're a chef as well. You're not a commissioning company.
Exactly. Okay, I'll put my hand and we'll cook you something special. Choose an island and come over. We'll bring you over.
Perfect. Well, Jean-Pierre, I have to say thank you very much for your time, and
my pleasure.
I'm really looking forward to seeing how things go in the future for you, and we'll have to keep up to date on all the new things that you're doing and the innovative things that you as a company are doing to make sure that you are kinder to the environment and are able to do everything that we do, but while being kinder to the world.
Thank you very much. Yes, and obviously we'll keep you updated, and fantastic. Thank you for having us on your show.
Of course. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. That has been Jean-Pierre. He is the director of BFG Provisions. We'll provide all the links below this interview when it airs. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you again next time.